I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, last week the State Division of Marine Fisheries announced it would be expanding the commercial striped bass season for the remainder of the fishing year. I want to talk a little bit about what this means, and let's start with some background. Explain the commercial striped bass fishery for us. It's different from recreational fishing.
It's different from recreational fishing, but it's done in the same way. So this is not a net-based fishery. This is done with rods and reels, hook and line, but it's only allowed on Mondays and Thursdays. So fishermen with commercial licenses could go out on Mondays and Thursdays, catch 15 fish per boat, and those fish have to be at least 34 inches long, and they have an annual quota. This year that quota was 847,585 pounds. Now, typically that quota gets filled up sometime by the end of summer, but this year there was an announcement as of mid-September, about 30% of that quota still remained. So that's why the state decided to go and open an additional day to commercial fishing. So now Tuesdays are open as well. So commercial fishing happens on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, with the hope from the state that that will increase the chances of catching the entire quota.
So here's a big question, I guess. Why were commercial fishermen unable to fill their quota of striped bass?
Well, that's a point of contention among fishermen, particularly between recreational fishermen and commercial fishermen. So the commercial fishermen are saying that it was because of bad weather and perhaps natural conditions beyond their control. So for example, we had very warm water this year, and that could have chased the striped bass maybe to deeper water or further north. So most commercial fishermen are saying this isn't a sign of a lack of fish, it's just they haven't really had the opportunities to catch the quota. However, some recreational fishermen are concerned. They're saying that it points to a lack of fish in the overall striper population, and specifically those 34-inch and bigger fish that the commercial fishermen target.
What do we know about the condition of the striped bass population right now?
Well, as best we know, scientists believe that there's been a change in the size distribution of the population. So striped bass have boom and bust years when they spawn. Sometimes they'll be a very good spawn, sometimes they'll be very poor. We know that about a decade ago, we had a string of very poor spawning years, followed by some very good ones. And so that's why right now in the population, we see good numbers of smaller striped bass, but there is a lack of those bigger fish, the 34-inch plus fish. So that could be a big reason why commercial fishermen are having a hard time meeting their quota.
And what have fishermen been reporting about the bass that they have been seeing?
Well, overall in Massachusetts waters, we're seeing fewer concentrations of big striped bass. So the commercial fleet used to kind of focus on areas where big bass would congregate. And in the years past, that's been areas like Devil's Bridge off Martha's Vineyard, the Rips off Chatham, and Cape Cod Bay off the Sandwich Beaches. This year, for whatever reason, whether it's lack of fish or conditions, we didn't really get any big bass setting up in certain areas like that, other than inside the Cape Cod Canal, where boats are not allowed to fish. So again, we're not sure. Is that a problem with the striper population, or is it just a change in conditions this year that will reverse next year?
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, lately we've had some very good kind of typical fall fishing. There's lots of bait in the water. That's what most fishermen are talking about. We have anchovies, silver sides, peanut bunker, all types of small bait fish, and it's led to very good fishing for schoolie striped bass, lots of bluefish around, and then a pretty good season so far for false albacore. False albacore have been reported all around Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, along the south side of the Cape, and into Buzzards Bay. We've even had some reports of albacore going into the Cape Cod Canal.
Albacore in the canal, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.